11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. The Packers closed to fans, open to the media practice. It's going on now. Marshawn Lloyd and Emmanuel Wilson, both of whom have been dealing with some injury issues of late, are back participating, at least in the early portion of practice. Out for practice at this point, still Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, and Dontavian Wicks, both not participating. Reed with the foot, Wicks with the calf injury. Nate Hobbs and Xavier McKinney, who we're still wondering if they'll be back in time for the opener. Xavier McKinney said very clearly that he intended to be back and expects to be back. Nate Hobbs not as confident. Zane Anderson, who suffered the leg injury, but it's not thought to be long-term in the preseason game on Saturday. And then Colin Oliver and John Williams, neither of whom have practiced yet this camp. They're both on NFI or PUP as well.
Jason, Tausch, where is your concern with Jaden Reed as we sit here today?
It's a good question. He was, I don't want to say weird about it, but he didn't want to. I don't want to be the one to say it. He said was the way
say
he
what?
Answered like multiple questions. Yeah, I don't know if you think he'll be back for, you know, Roger or LaFleur said that he was quote hopeful that he would be back for the opener. So again, we don't know what the injury actually is. We know it's his foot, and he said that he turned awkwardly. And as someone who's been really pushing through a foot injury lately, I could see how that could be an issue.
In all seriousness, though,
I don't get the sense that it's like overwhelming concern, but yeah, they're a little worried about it. And obviously, when Wicks hasn't practiced in a week and a half because of his calf, and Watson isn't available, like we're starting to get to the point where Cornelius Williams, who had a couple of catches on Saturday night, I'm sure you called a few of his games against the Badgers when he was at Michigan. You know, you're starting to get to the point where maybe you need Bo Melton to come back and take some snaps at wide receiver at the rate they're going.
Yeah, maybe. I think the hope would be, obviously you don't know the extent of these injuries, and neither guy has given you a ton of intel. I would think that Wicks, you'd hope, is going to be back. The Jaden Reed part, that when you heard those comments and you saw him walking around on a boot, and you do start wondering where that's at. And LaFleur is usually pretty good about saying, well, if it's a significant injury, you know that's bad news.
Right.
I don't know how far he's went in that, but Jaden Reed was somebody, I think, you know, new agent. There's just a lot of things on the line for him, and I think the expectation, we need him. Mm-hmm. I think he brings he is an important piece to this offensive puzzle, and for all of the, where is this offense at? He is somebody that I think is consistently shown, well, somewhat consistently, that he has a role that is big to whatever this offense needs. So Matthew Golden can look good, you know, Savion, well, all the, but I think Jaden Reed and Romeo Doubs need to be ready to go. And then if Dontavian Wicks can be, that's great. The Jaden Reed injury, until I hear otherwise, is going to be a concern for me.
Yeah, should be. Jesse, I know we asked for text messages, then we never really got to them. We did talk to Gary, who's an old man who would like to see more stickum being applied, but we never got back to the text messages after
Hudson,
our conversation,
right?
With him.
Wasn't he supposed
I still
to
think
stick
that was.
Hudson,
I still
yeah.
think that did not get what it deserved. What do you got on the text portion of the Carbless Talking text line?
Mike in Madison, and I have an opinion on this, but I'll let you guys answer your question. Does winning the preseason game really matter? Are we upset that Green Bay lost, or more upset in the way they lost and the injuries? Tausch, you're a former player.
Why don't you take this? Jesse, why don't you take it first, and then I'll chime in? Because you have not gotten the airtime that you
want. Oh, that's not true. Oh, no.
How would you answer that question?
More than he deserves.
When a couple of years ago, so I do our SportsCenter updates during this show.
Oh, I thought you were going to get into that great preseason game that you got a sandwich and you went got a new phone.
I don't know if we even got a sandwich that day, but we did leave in the third quarter to go get Becca's new phone. And it was fun being at a local business in Green Bay on a day that no one else was out because there was a Packers game going on. Anyway, what was the, even the question now?
Oh,
gosh,
my God.
Darn it.
Oh, what are we doing
here? Does it matter if they win? The answer is no. It's all about statistics and how they play and, you know, measuring how you feel, like you said earlier, Tausch. A few years back, I stopped mentioning the scores of preseason games in the SportsCenter updates that I do here at ESPN Madison because I realized
our fans realize
that the score of the game does not actually matter, but certain plays, how a team looks, how they're playing together, that's what matters in the preseason. How much time do the starters play? Did anybody get hurt? And how did they look when they were all on the field together? That's what matters in the preseason. And no matter which unit you were looking at on Saturday night, none of it looked very good.
I'll join your club on the not putting the score on the preseason. Because nobody really cares. I kind of agree with you. It does come back to how you feel about where this team is. And the preseason is more about feelings than it is about results. It's the opposite of sports in almost most cases, but with the preseason it is. How did I feel when Jordan Love and this offense went out on the field? You didn't feel great. How did it feel defensively when you had your guys out there? I know Xavier was out and Hobbs is out. Not great. And then you can start thinking, well, how about our second team, depth-wise? And yeah, but yeah, not great. So that's what you're. That's kind of the overall vibe of what we saw on Saturday. Now, I am not even remotely going to have any kind of panic if we're doing the Smokey the Bear deal. He's green. Like, I'm not panicking. There's not a, it's, I don't know exactly how that works. Again, it's like extreme panic with fire. None of that. So this is more of a, I just want to see how they react to having a really bad performance. Because that's what that was. Mm-hmm. And it will all be forgotten if that's all it was. But if it's not, again, you don't want to, you want to validate the good and you don't want to validate the bad. So I'm not going to say that Saturday is going to be validation Saturday, but in essence, if it's another bad game, then all of a sudden you're looking at it like, where are we? Where are we as a football team? Mm-hmm. And I think this week, you're alleviating a little bit of that validation because they're probably not playing. So it's going to be a little bit, you know, it won't be the same as if they were. But, boy, they need some good stuff on film before they take their break to go play Detroit.
We need to play trivia, and then Tausch is going to tell us again about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. He and Jeff Levering both can be very eloquent when it comes to that. Jesse, I can only assume it's the sports weekend recap.
You are correct.
Caller number nine. Caller nine. For the nine straight games the Brewers have won. Hope that's not one of the questions. Caller 9-844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 9 plays trivia after Tausch tells us again about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I kind of want to guess what Jesse, because I haven't looked at the show sheet, I kind of want to guess
Stunner.
What his, do you think PGA Golf made it? Like, what else happened this weekend? The Brewers with a big win, you know, big three-game sweep. We'll find that out, but you know what? When we're looking for long-lasting comfort and reliability, trust Pella. Each piece specifically constructed for your home, always designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance and built to create long-term energy savings. There's no reason to wait. Order up by August 31st. Get zero interest for up to 60 months. Yes, that's 5 years of no interest payments, so don't miss out. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Caller 9 for trivia. We will play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. Tonight's the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait.
Jesse, are we... Is our audience growing at a exponential rate? Do you have the analytics? I know you like to call the ESPN folks that work in that department nerds, so I'm assuming you haven't been checking this, but I gotta be honest.
I can tell you this, Jason. More and more people are discovering Wilde and Tausch every day on the podcast, on the ESPN Wisconsin app, on YouTube, or of course, on our radio stations.
Here's why. It's time for trivia. And once again, we have a first-time contestant. There's been a lot of those lately. Let's welcome him in. It is Bart in Evansville. Bart, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How you doing today?
Not too bad, you guys.
Bart, are you a recent Wilde and Tausch convert, or are you a long-time listener, first-time trivia player?
No, long time, first time getting through.
Nice. All right.
Love
awesome.
I thought for a second this might be the Bart that I rode down to St. Louis with.
Bartski.
And had the Bartski. I thought this was Bartski, but this is just Bart.
Does he still listen to the show, or after you publicly criticized his co-pilot so work?
We have many people finding Wilde and Tausch. There are also some leaving it.
That is how it works. Yes, indeed.
All right, Bart. Well, welcome aboard. Thanks for being a loyal listener to the show. Let's see if we can't get you off to a nice start here in your first trivia appearance. Question number one is this. Which rookie quarterback lived up to the hype in his highly anticipated preseason debut, going 14 for 23 for 138 yards and two touchdowns?
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Sanders.
Let's go. Two entries. No deal here. Well done.
Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, or Bo Callahan.
Pretty good.
Good job, Jesse.
Draft day.
All right, Bart. Former Wisconsin Badgers quarterback Graham Mertz made his NFL debut playing for which team in its preseason opener on Saturday? Is it
Houston Texans? Three interceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say.
For the real life Bo Callahan, it was not good. It was
not
a
great day.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't play well?
No.
He threw three picks, as Bart just pointed out. All right, question three, Bart.
He's trying to make something happen.
I might put Bart's up to speed here. I might put him in charge of our 1158 Sports Center update coming up.
This one, I'm going to be honest with you, Bart. If you get this one, especially without any options, I will personally make sure you have an extra poker chip in the cheese fry helmet. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But this would be
amazing. You will
amazing.
Not, sir. Against the rules, which you can find at ESPNWisconsinContests.com.
Jen Powell debuted as the first female umpire in MLB history this weekend, including calling balls and strikes behind the plate on Sunday in the series featuring which two teams?
I think Atlanta... Well, go ahead with the guesses or the options.
No, take a shot at
it. We will not hold it against you if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Miami, maybe?
Oh, dude, baby. Wilde has to find a way. Let's go. Wow.
That is as great a debut as anyone has ever made in Wilde and Tausch trivia.
He's like the Miz of trivia.
Dude, that was impressive. Bart.
Three for three without the options.
That's never been done before. It's like throwing 11 no-hit innings.
I think that's history. Yeah.
To start your baseball career.
That is a Miz-like debut.
Yep.
Now I just got to figure out how to get that extra chip into the cheese fry helmet. Bart, very impressive, sir. Bravo. Well done.
Thank you. I love you guys.
I love you guys. We love you, Bart. And I love you. I don't want to put more work on Bart's tray. I think Bart should write.
Especially since you don't even know him.
No, I don't. I'd like to see Bart write trivia questions.
No, not this week. You can't write trivia questions a week that you're a contestant playing trivia.
Oh, you think there's a conflict of interest?
I'm saying that's in the rules. I am saying that's in my rules. I don't know what the ESPN Wisconsin contest rules say there.
I want to check. I would like to check the rules to see if that is in the rules.
No,
I
don't think it is. You've had so many opportunities to check the rules over the last 9 years.
Well, I always go on entries.com and there's nothing there.
Jordan Love threw an 80-yard touchdown pass. Therefore, the next drive, he gets to be the side judge when the Bears are out on the field. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, maybe they should. Maybe they should.
Well, we can debate till the cows come home what should or should not happen. Tier 1 Tyler claiming that he also has gotten all three right without the options.
Not in his debut.
True?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Nevertheless, very impressive from Bart. And speaking of being impressive, the team at Lakeland Supply, I got to know them. They've become a great partner of Wilde and Tausch. They're impressive, too. Core values are an important piece of any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different in that way. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner. They're top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Maybe we can bring Tier 1 Tyler in for Wonelli so he can show off his talents. We'll have to wait. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
While Jesse makes plans with Tyler on the private talking text line.
Group text you don't want to be in, isn't it?
I kind of like to remove myself from that. Maybe you can find a little time in between your texts to do Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelli!
On Wilde and Tausch.
If you are a house guest at someone's house, how do you request that the temperature change?
Ooh. Now, is it a separate, like, are you in the basement or are you guys on the same floor?
Let's say,
you the guests or were you the homeowners?
Let's say we were the guests.
Okay.
It's a multi-story home and people are sleeping on different levels, but we could tell the second we walked in when we arrived, ooh, it's kind of hot in here. And
it's
when we went
hot in
and
here.
When we went to bed, it was very toasty. How do you address that properly so that everybody can be comfortable and not upset with each other?
I think you just say it right. I think you say it. I don't think you do it right as you walk in. But I think you start saying, "Hey, it's hot. Any chance you could cool this place down a little bit?" And if they say no, Then you say, well, is there like a different hotel chain near here? Because I can't sleep in this condition. So that's how you handle that.
But you're going to do that at 10:30 at night?
Seems aggressive.
Sure. Now, I'm with you. I mean, I can't sleep. If it's super hot, that's tough sledding. So I would say if you're in the basement, you just go, you crank it up. I don't think it's a problem. You handling it yourself. Same floor where they're going to be affected, you have to have that conversation. Different floor, change it. The other way, I think you have to tread lightly.
If I may.
Jason?
What did you do?
I sucked it up and sweated a little bit through the night. It ended up going and turning the thermostat down 1 degree on our own, doing a little sabotage, I suppose, if you want to call it that.
You're a saboteur.
Yeah. Espionage. Becca was so warm at one point, you know, kind of like sometimes in the summertime. Jason, you have a lot of dogs. Like sometimes the dogs will go like lay by the vents where the air comes out to get cool.
Sure. Yeah.
She went and laid on the floor by the vent for a little while to try and cool off in the middle of the night. Tough night of sleep. Not sure we played it right, but not sure how we could have played it differently.
Again, I understand you're trying to avoid the names to protect the innocent or the guilty. Were these folks that you found to be unapproachable about how you were sweating your tuchus off?
We had mentioned it at one point that it was warm. And the response was, is it? It didn't seem like that was a conversation that wanted to be had. Like, yes, we're open to turning the temperature down. Seemed like temperature was what it was going to be. There was maybe minor room for negotiation. Otherwise, we were going to have to figure it out.
Okay.
I feel like honesty is always the best policy, even if you're not going to be invited back. You don't want to sleep there if it's going to be that hot.
How about the approach of passive-aggressively mentioning the next day how warm it was in the house several different times to try and get the message across for next time?
Now, do you think this was just they like it hot and they don't want it cold, or is it a energy economic thing?
Could be a little bit of both. I mean, I've experienced people on both ends of this where there are some people who will turn their air off when they go to work and turn it on when they get home, which I don't think is economic, but some people do that. And then there's others who just like it at a warmer temperature than, like, we keep our house, we learned, like, 6 degrees cooler in the summer than the house we were staying at. And that's a big difference when you're, you know, trying to go to bed at night, and it's been a hot, humid day. Tough.
Now, I think the best thing, you should have probably just been in an hour before bed, just say, hey, man, it's hot. I don't know if we're going to be able to sleep great. Any way we can turn this, crank that puppy down a couple notches? And if they say no, they just say, do you mind if we sleep in your basement? And if they don't have a basement, say, can we sleep in your garage? And if they don't have a garage, then you just say, I'm going to head over to the hotel. Then everybody's happy.
I'm Team Tausch on this. I would have asked to sleep in the basement then.
Looking back on it, maybe
basement's cool.
Maybe that would have been the move, cool. But then we would have had to figure out, like, there wasn't a mattress down there. It was a single couch. Like,
I'd rather sleep on a couch with it cool than in a big, beautiful bed when it's 85 degrees. Like, give me 60 degrees in a crappy old couch. Well, compared to 80 degrees in a beautiful, soft, pillowy bed.
But what do you do
give me the cold.
When there's two of you sharing the bed, your significant other and you, and there's only a single couch that only one of you will fit on without, you know.
I'm sure Becca would have been happy to sleep on the floor.
Well, she did already anyway.
We got to go. Okay, we're almost out of show.
Mm-hmm.
But who? Was this a relative, a friend? I don't understand why you couldn't just speak to the, like,
why?
Well, we were
why,
house
why
guests.
Just be miserable?
Whether it's a tier one friend, a family member, anybody.
Oh, it matters. No, it matters.
You want to be polite.
The tiered of your friendship or family matters. Come on.
You want to be polite house guests when they're accommodating you staying over for the night when you're in town. And part of being a polite house guest is not upending how they do their business. So if they keep their house warm and you keep your house generally cool and you want to try and meet in the middle and they're not
hey,
open
Jesse,
to it.
Let me tell you a little something. You staying at their house upends their business. So you might as well upend their business
go
and have a good
in.
Report
right.
from the business upending. Come on. Come on.
No further questions.
I just can't believe you would. I don't care who it is. I just
so
be
who
honest.
Was who initiated it? You or Becca?
Becca does not like being warm. I'm not comfortable when warm, but I can tolerate it more than she can.
Oh, okay.
No, but who brought it up to the house owners?
I well, well
really nobody.
I did. I broached it for the most part. Yes, I think we both mentioned
you
it
know
at different
be
points.
Ideal there. If you're playing, because it sounds like you'd be playing board games at this people's houses. If you could say, what's a big pet peeve? And then you just say, sleeping in really hot temperatures. That would be the best way to passive aggressively handle this.
No,
game.
Just be. That's, all right. Yeah. You should have just been honest. I'm sure they would have turned it down just for you. It's one night. You could say,
just
hey,
get a hotel room. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals, and they'll help you with your house guest goals.
No,
they'll help you with all your goals. Well, they will. They'll help you more than what Jesse got done here. I joined UW Credit Union. I wanted to keep my banking local. I love their member first service, and I love great perks. And unlike last week where Bucky almost gave me a concussion, I do love Bucky. I can't say no to that pretty face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Who was hotter, Bucky in that costume or Jesse sleeping in that house? We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We're out of time. Thanks to Jeff Levering. Thanks to Bart for the greatest debut in Wildy and Tausch trivia history. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.